All right, TJ Albright. Hey, you're back in the 250 class. You went from not going to make the main, got to go to the LCQ, to in it. And for a guy like you, that's huge to not do the LCQ.
Yeah, it definitely. For a while, I was riding in ninth, and then I was like, oh, like, I'm good. And then Thrasher's mechanic put out his pit board and said, get 116. And I was like, man, I completely forgot that he went down the first turn. And then my strong suit's kind of the whoops, and I was like, all right, I need to make something happen on the last lap. And then, I didn't make the pass in the whoops, and we came around going down the start straightaway, and I seen Miller went to the outside, and I honestly said to myself, I was like, dude, why are you doing that? But I am going to, I would have been so miserable if I didn't try to make the pass, but it wasn't dirty or anything. I just threw it in there, and not have to go to an LCQ is big time.
I mean, we've seen you make it through the LCQ, but nobody wants to do that.
It's so stressful. It's way too stressful.
Tough track tonight. Man, yeah. I mean, look, you've been doing some forward these stuff, so you've seen what it's been like. I don't envy you guys, man. It's like, which rut am I going to maybe die on?
Yeah, exactly. That's honestly that rhythm after the first turn. Mm-hmm. When you had two off the little one and then to go three, you were three and off two big ones. Yeah. And honestly, there's a few times I'm like, I haven't hit this rut, and this honestly could be the rut where I ditch my bike in the air. And then the rhythm section before the whoop section, like in the main, I was like, I didn't do any triples the whole time. And I honestly felt like a novice rider with how the ruts were and everything like that. It's just crazy. Cause I was even watching the 450 main at the truck on TV, and I was like, the track for those guys is way worse.
Yeah.
And then like on TV, I was like, man, it doesn't look that bad, but just being out there, like, it's so crazy.
I don't think the average fan, again, I'm in the press box. I don't think the average fan could really grasp the things that you guys got to do. And then on another level, as good as you are, you know, what Jed and Chase and Texan are doing on that track, I don't think these fans have any fucking clue.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. If they could walk the track after a after a 450 main event,
if they're dirt bike riders.
Yeah, if you think you're, ridden some gnarly tracks, like even Alabama was gnarly and here was gnarly, and just watching Indy last week and talking to a few buddies that were there, this year has been kind of crazy with how much weather we've gotten at these races, and just how the tracks are breaking down. But if they went to a little shorter mains, I think it would be better, because like the last couple laps of even the 250 main, there was carnage everywhere. I seen Smitty went down. A few other people were going down, and it's just like, dude, let's try to survive. Yeah. Like, just try to stay alive.
I mean, because I went riding last week, and they're like, just at my cheesy track, a couple of ruts developed on the face of this tabletop, and I was like, it's like, imagine doubling and tripling with ruts, right?
Yeah. It's crazy too. Like, even the simplest thing for us is when you cross over the mechanics area to just jump onto a top of a tabletop. And every single lap in my heat race and in the main, when I would come by the mechanics area, only thing I pictured was AP in Detroit. Cause I was like, cause it was down to, you're turning and turning. It was down to the wood. And then there was a rock that we're kind of jumping off of the rock that's in the face. So it's so gnarly. And if average fan could go out there and ride the track, I think they would have a lot more respect for even us guys at the back of the pack of the main event.
Well, hey, good job. Another main event for you. That's always good for a guy like you, and keep it up, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Cool.